Welcome to day 16 of the Jesus Reveal podcast. My name is Zinhle Mncube, and in this podcast, we are chronicling the life, the ministry of Jesus Christ. And in today's episode, we are looking at Jesus and the woman caught in adultery. And our passage is taken from the book of John, chapter 8, from verse 1. All the way through to verse 10. And today I am joined by Pastor Noni Khobe. How are you, Pastor Noni?
Greetings, everybody. Yeah. Greetings, Minister Zinhle, and greetings to our viewers.
Yeah.
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm good. And thank you so much for being here. So, Pastor Noni, this is a situation where Jesus is almost caught or wants to be caught then in a very controversial situation. And before then we get into, I guess, the various things around it, could you then please take us maybe just around what is happening in this chapter and what is happening here?
Okay, so as you have alluded to the fact that they were trying to catch Jesus out. So it was the scribes and the Pharisees.
Yes.
So now, what is amazing, if you read the scripture, it says they brought a woman and they say she was caught in the act. What I pick up there, they don't say we caught her.
Yeah.
They say she was caught. Wow. So it means they hijacked somebody's discovery.
Yeah.
And to them, this was a scandal. Obviously, being caught in adultery is a scandal.
Yes.
And we know, even in our community, such scandals. That's why look at Moja Love, when it's that program of theirs, Chola 99 has a huge following.
Wow.
Because people love scandals. Who is caught with who?
Yeah.
So with them as well. So it started long time ago. I mean, in the Bible. So you need to understand that what happens in the Bible, what happens now has happened before. So even with them, they knew, wow, this is a scandal. Another way to catch Jesus out. So they've been following Jesus.
Yeah.
They know that Jesus said, I am not here to abolish the law. So now, looking at what this particular woman has done, it's in the scriptures, Exodus 20, you know?
Yeah.
You shall not commit adultery.
Yeah.
So now, it says to them, okay, let's see what he's going to say. Mm. We bring this woman, we want to hear what he is going to say.
Yeah.
And when the scripture says, when they told him what happened, he knows, he bends down, starts writing on the floor.
Yeah.
And they're pestering him. Yes, tell us, what do you think? Moses said, this person must be stoned. What is it that you say?
Yeah.
You know? And Jesus being Jesus, Jesus is not surprised by our sins.
Yeah.
So he came, you know, to die for our sins. So he was not shocked that this woman did this, you know? So, but then, knowing him being Christ, he knew what their plan was. So he turns the tables around. He starts to reveal his plan or his purpose of coming to the earth.
Okay.
Which is to save the sinners.
Yeah.
He says, I didn't come here. If you read, when you read John 3:17, you know, he says, God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world, through him, might be saved.
Amen.
So now, turning the tables around, that's why he responds the way he does.
Yeah.
He says to them, out of all of you, if anyone has no sin, let that person be the first one to cast the stone.
Yeah.
And, you know, being scribes, they were, their character was to obey, to observe the law.
Yeah.
And if you read the scriptures, they lied to demonstrate that they observe the law.
Indeed. They were hypocrites.
Yeah. Jesus actually says, you are hypocrites because you have this, the outlook of being holier than thou.
Yeah.
But deep down, I know that you are using the law to lord over people.
Yeah.
But I have come. So also what we see here is that Christ shows us the true purpose of the law.
Yeah.
The law was designed to point the sinner to the cross.
Sure.
To point the sinner so that the sinner might see that I need Christ in my life. It was never, law was never to condemn, but to show the sinner that you need the grace to be saved.
And when you talk about that grace, Pastor Noni, I'm looking at this woman. And all of that is happening, that interaction between Jesus and the lawman and the scribes, they weren't necessarily wrong. According to the law, if you were caught in adultery, you would be stoned. I'm just now zeroing in on Jesus' response, because amongst all those people, Jesus is actually the most appropriate person to emit judgment to that lady, and he doesn't.
Yes.
Once everyone obviously was caught out and I guess threw away their stones and went about their way. So it was just that woman now and Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus then says, well, ask the woman, where are your accusers? They aren't there. And then he says, then I don't condemn or I don't accuse you. And she can go in peace and sin no more. Pastor Nana, I just want to reflect that moment in Jesus not actually judging the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, I want to take you back, you know, to the fact that they are using the law.
Mm.
But I want to show you something.
Yeah.
The scribes and the Pharisees themselves, they didn't keep the law, you know, fully.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you read Leviticus, it says both the adulterer and the adulteress should be stoned.
Yes.
So they forgot about the man. They are bringing the woman, you know. So God, Christ looks at it, you know, and sees also the bias in even keeping the law.
Yeah, yeah.
And Christ says, okay, let me school you now to say it's not about, you know, you observing the law, you know, and showing people that you know the law. I have no one, like you are saying, the only person that was qualified to stone the woman is Christ.
Yeah.
So what we see here, we see Pharisees and the scribes categorizing sins.
Yes.
To say the small, big, ranking, medium, and all of that.
Yeah,
so Christ is showing them that to me, sin is sin. You gossip, you are as guilty as somebody who killed, you know, who committed, you know, who killed, who murdered, you know.
Yeah.
You are as sinful as somebody who is an adulterer.
Yeah.
Because I came here, the reason why I came on earth is to die for all of you, for sinners.
Yeah.
Christ has compassion for sinners. Christ loves sinners, but he hates sin. Mm. That is why, even with this woman, when he looked at her, he was filled with compassion to say, okay, here's the woman. She has sinned. And yes, the person he's sinned with is not here. And he says, I also don't condemn you. But what I like that Christ is showing us out of this is that, yes, I am not punishing you. I am not judging you. But I do condemn sin.
Yeah.
That is why Christ goes back and says, sin no more. What he is actually saying is that, yes, you have sinned, but repent.
Sure.
So here we are seeing Christ saying repentance, will make you righteous, will make you, will give you a right standing with me. Like, if you look at why they say David is the man after God's heart, it's because every time David sinned, he was quick to repent.
Yeah.
So that's what here we see, that yes, you can sin. Like I said, Christ is not surprised by our sins.
Yeah.
He was actually crucified before the foundations of the earth, of the world.
Yeah.
So he knew that we were going to fall short of his glory.
Yeah.
You know, he made a provision for that. But he wants us to run to him when we sin instead of running away from him.
Yeah.
So for me, this woman's story changes from a woman caught in adultery to a woman who experienced Christ's firsthand of grace and mercy.
Because indeed, and amen, Pastor Nani, around that, because it's truly the full measure of grace, because there is a justifiable punishment here, but the punishment is not emitted, but instead freedom is given to her, and freedom for her to repent, and freedom for her to almost find a new lease on life. And I just want to then bring it to the present life of a believer and looking at what we have seen here with the hypocrisy and the bias of the Pharisees and the scribes, the justifiable punishment and the grace that we find through Lord Jesus. And when we look at, Pastor Nani, this passage, what would you like us then to walk away with when looking at this powerful, powerful passage?
Two things for me.
Yeah.
Firstly, to me, the scribes and the Pharisees represent Christians.
Interesting.
In this day and age.
Yeah.
Some of us, not all of us, let me correct it. Some Christians, we focus more on the person's sin.
Yeah.
We focus more on the don'ts. We don't extend the grace to sinners or unbelievers. So in this day and age, this shows us from a Christian point of view that we need to understand 1 Peter 4 verse 8, which says, love covers a multitude of sins. Christ demonstrated to us that I came here to die. He didn't come to die for Christians. Mm. He came to die for all of us, so that each and every one of us who accepts him as their Lord and Savior, they are saved.
Yeah.
So why are we focusing so much as Christians on sins, telling people? I mean, if you tell somebody who is a drug addict, they know. Telling them about their habit, they know it. But we need to change now and speak about the grace, speak about the mercy, speak about the love of Christ. To say, you know, Christ came because he loved us. And he wants us, when you are saved, it's not about you stopping to smoke, stopping to drink, stopping to have 5 girlfriends. It is all about the relationship, that now, once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you work on the relationship, that now you want to experience his love. You want to experience this grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to experience this mercy. So we must stop as Christians to paint God as the God who is holding a red pen, waiting for us to make, you know, mistakes and then punish us.
Yeah.
Because in this passage, we see that he doesn't even focus on the sin, but he shows us grace.
Yeah.
So we also need to understand that we will sin, we are not perfect, but we must always remember that his grace is sufficient for us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Nani. And thank you for this time in just revealing Christ as the grace of God as well. And I just pray that this has been a blessing to everyone that has been listening or watching us on the Jesus Reveal podcast. If you like what you heard, if this has been a blessing to you, I just ask that you just like our pages, you follow us on the various podcast channels on Spotify and Apple. It's Jesus Revealed. On YouTube, you can search for us on Salem Word of Truth Brakpan, and you'll see the Jesus Revealed podcast amongst many other videos that you can experience and be blessed by in that channel. So God bless you, and I pray that you go with God in day 16 as the grace of God in Christ Jesus has been revealed today. God bless you.